Aminado ang lahat, ang pagmaster ng wikang Ingles o English ay hindi madali. Dagdag pa dito ang Australian pronunciation o pagbigkas at idioms, kaya hirap maunawaan. Kaya isang malaking hamon para sa mga nagsisimula pa lang matutong magsalita ng English. Ayon sa Volunteer Tutor Coordinator ng Adult Migrant English Program o AMEP, na pinondohan ng Australian Government Department of Home Affairs na si Marcella Aguilar, ang takot na nararamdaman para matuto ang nagiging pinakahadlang sa lahat para matutunan ang wikang English.
So when someone arrives in a country, they might be too old. They feel they've been out of the education system for so long. They have no previous schooling, so they have no learning strategies. Understanding a new culture, there's a barrier there with people having that fear of making mistakes, sounding silly. People don't care if you make mistakes. Language is for communicating, and people just want to hear the message. You will only get better and better the more you use the language.
Ayon naman kay Alison Lennon, ang Director of Studies sa Langport's English Language College, habang pinagbubuti ang pagsasalita ng English sa pang-araw-araw na buhay, mahirap matuto ng wikang ito sa formal na pamamaraan.
I think they get a much more solid foundation of English. They get a lot more confidence in their English to be able to go out and integrate into the daily life of Australia. I think just coming without any formalized English training, they're coming with bad habits, they're coming with low levels of English. Getting more of a formalized English training sets them up very well for future jobs, for future integration, and for future study.
Maaaring kinakailangang magbigay ng ebidensya ng iyong English proficiency o kahusayan sa Ingles kapag bagong salta dito sa bansa, depende sa visa. Kinikilala ng pamahalaan ng Australia ang ilang mga pagsusulit sa Ingles para sa mga application ng visa. Kabilang dito ang International English Language Testing System o IELTS, Cambridge English Advanced o CAE at Test of English as Foreign Language o TOEFL ay ilan lamang sa mga kinikilalang kurso at sertipikasyon na iniaalok ng mga universidad at TAFEs, pribadong mga kolehiyo at language centers. Sinabi ng English Language Instructor na si Hester Mostert, mahalagang malinaw ang iyong layunin sa pag-aaral ng wikang ito para magawa ng paraan lalo na sa mga opsyon na inaalok.
Once you've established why you want to study, how long you want to study, and how much your studies are going to cost, then you need to look at course options. For example, students who are here for travel and fun, you probably want to look at general English courses. Some students want to graduate at their universities back home, so they're looking at places that offer TOEIC and IELTS. For more long-term options, there are schools that offer pathway programs to TAFEs or to universities.
Dagdag ni Lennon, may mga partikular na kinakailangan para sa mga student visa. Halimbawa, dapat makapasok sa language school na may face-to-face na pamamaraan sa pagtuturo na hindi bababa sa 20 oras kada linggo. Nag-aalok ang ilang paaralan ng pathway program kung saan nag-aaral ng Ingles ang mga estudyante bago direktang lumipat sa mas mataas na antas ng pag-aaral. Ang ibang mga kurso ay idinisenyo upang tulungan kang maghanda para sa mga English proficiency test.
Different countries require different certificates. For example, if they're looking at changing visas or going to university, a lot of them will need an IELTS certificate. So we will train them in IELTS so that they have the techniques and skills to be able to sit that IELTS test. The Cambridge certificates, a lot of European countries require that English certificate to go back to their country and into their universities or be promoted within their industries. And the Asian countries usually require the TOEIC certificate.
Sa buong Australia, ang Adult Migrant English Program o AMEP ay tumutulong sa mga nasa hustong gulang na migrant at mga humanitarian entrant na mapabuti ang kanilang kasanayan sa wikang Ingles. Bilang bahagi ng AMEP Volunteer Tutor Scheme, si Marcella Aguilar ay maingat na naghahanap ng mga match sa mga mag-aaral at tutors.
So they provide not only language tuition, but also friendship and encouragement to people who are sometimes very isolated. They help them with developing connections with the community. So someone who's sitting out there listening, thinking, I'm at home, I don't have language, I'm scared to speak English when I go out, I can't access services. Having a tutor to assist them with their individual learning needs is something that can really transform people's lives.
Sa pag-aaral, maaari kang pumili na magkita sa bahay, sa library, o sa pampublikong lugar para sa one-on-one na suporta.
I would encourage everyone who's sitting out there to pop into their local Navitas Skilled Futures College, speak to our bilingual staff and see if they're eligible for the program. Then if they're eligible, have an assessment and access a tutor. Tutors are the cheerleaders that will tell them, you can do it. I'm here beside you to support you every step of the way.
Mungkahi ni Aguilar para malaki ang improvement sa pag-aaral ng English ay ang patuloy na practice, gawing malikhain at kapanapanabik. Narito ang kanyang tatlong tips. Una dito.
Watch teletext television. All programs have subtitles so they can listen, become accustomed to the Aussie accent. That's really one that people struggle with. And some people who are even very high level still struggle with understanding Australian common accent when they first arrive. That's a really great way to watch teletext TV and picking up Australian idioms and expressions, which are really important as well.
Pangalawa, tingnan ang iba't ibang libreng mga educational app na available para sa pag-aaral. Ang mga app na ito ay maaaring mahalagang kasangkapan upang palakasin ang iyong pag-aaral sa wika at magbigay ng madaling access sa mga learning resources.
Duolingo is fantastic because the person can set their home language as the language of instruction. Bitsboard is wonderful for vocabulary practice. It's very colourful and engaging. Ausphonics is great for people particularly who are having pronunciation issues. Book Creator is terrific, where people can make electronic books. So even a very low-level person can take an image and create a book about their family with just one or two words on each page, even if they have no literacy.
At ang pangatlong payo ni Aguilar ay gumamit ng audiobooks. Magandang paraan ito upang mapabuti ang iyong kasanayan sa wika dahil ito'y nagbibigay daan upang makapag-insayo sa pakikinig at pagbigkas habang nakikinig sa kawili-wiling mga kwento o mahalagang content.
They're looking at the language and they're also listening to someone read it at the same time. So they can hear the pronunciation, the rhythm and music of the language. They're looking at grammar without realizing it and all the little pesky prepositions like to, at, in, for, which are very hard to learn. And they'll learn lots of new vocabulary as well.
Tuklasin ang mga libreng online na tools sa pag-aaral tulad ng mga inaalok ng ABC at SBS. Ang SBS Learn English ay tutulong sa iyo na mapabuti ang iyong kaalaman sa English habang natututo tungkol sa kultura ng Australia sa pamamagitan ng video, teksto at mga podcast. Mahalaga rin na lumabas at makisali sa komunidad. Dagdag nito, iwasan ang self-checkout kapag pumupunta ka sa mga supermarket.
That's an opportunity for you to practice small talk. So it comes with the idea of practicing anywhere, everywhere that you can. Even when you hop into the Uber, that's 15, 20 minutes of English language practice that you can have. So don't be on your phone. Try to engage that person. Use that opportunity as best as possible.
Isa pang mahalagang payo ay sumali at makilahok sa mga grupo sa komunidad at maging volunteer sa mga sports activities at hobby groups. Ito ay nagpapalaganap ng pagsasanay sa wika at makabuluhang mga koneksyon.
You'll find Australian people, generally, in my experience, really want to share and help people understand what Australia is about. And those are great ways not only to socialize, but practice your English language skills and build closer ties to the community.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Compagnoni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador. Para sa SBS Filipino.